Almost forgot about Ben Standing. I thought he was in Vegas through the summer league part. Wizards aren't done yet. He joins us right now. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm still going to ask that question, and we'll take some calls on it. Ben Standing joins us now at Ben Standing on X on Twitter. I don't want to start here, but just think about it a little bit. Zach Ertz had some really nice things in Forbes to say about the organization, like it's, you know, it's one of the better organizations to be with, and, you know, that's quite the change from where it's been. And a few weeks ago, we asked, you know, callers, have we gotten ahead of our skis on Jaden? Have we crowned him too early? And I'm asking that question about the organization. I'll come back to you and ask you that at the end. But real quickly, before we get to football and get to this list that ESPN put out, what was Vegas like, and how are the Wizards going to win the NBA title in 3 years or in 4 years?
Oh, of course. The latter part's very simple. You can just draw the straight line from here to there. I mean, the Wizards, you know, they were one of the more interesting teams to see out there, in that a lot of the players on their summer league team are actually going to be on the regular team. You know, most
right.
teams, maybe like the first round pick or somebody from, you know, one or two guys from last year who, you know, exists. But here, you know, you're looking at three guys that started a lot of games. You know, the new first round pick could easily be in the mix, you know, based on what we could see just over these last couple games. So, it's a straight shot from here to the, 29 NBA title.
How did Trey Johnson look? I thought I saw some of Friday night, a little bit of last night. I thought he looked, you know, ready. But again, the point is, who are they playing? But, you know, you've been to these summer leagues. You've been to this Vegas summer league a lot over the years. Did you find out something that did you, Johnny Davis? You told me the other day, the thing that you can identify is the guys that actually aren't going to be very good, even this early. But is there anybody that they have that's new that you feel poorly about?
Not in terms of the main guys, you know, some of the, like Dylan Jones, who one of the recent first round picks that got him from OKC. Yeah, I don't think he even played yesterday. He played a little the other day. And yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's not that he looked terrible. It's just like, you know, he's in this limited role because, again, they have so many guys that, you know, not even guys who've been recent first round picks played a ton. So it's more like that, just like, you know, to be determined. But, you know, I know Alex Starr was miserable in the first game, particularly offensively. Yesterday was much more active from the jump. You know, what did he set a summer league record with 8 blocks?
Yeah. Was that a summer league record? I didn't realize that.
According to the internet, I didn't check Elias myself. You know, and I think the thing with him is we saw a lot of this last year, and the question is, how does he develop? He can definitely shoot. He's got a good feel for the passing game, and he can protect the rim, but he doesn't have much physical play inside at all, particularly on offense. He seems to not have a great feel for, you know, how to get his shots off easily inside. And I'm not saying, I mean, this would be a good, this would be fine if this is the case, but he's kind of reminded me more and more of Jaren Jackson Jr., the Memphis center, kind of all-star, but in that...
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Can shoot, can protect the rim, but doesn't rebound. So it's not that that's necessarily the worst thing, but it's like if they're, you know, reshape expectations, and i.e. that they still would need, you know, somebody to bang inside. But yeah, I mean, his upside is still there. He just needs to be more consistent with his, aggressiveness on offense in particular. He's really going to make a mark in this league.
All right, did you see the list of quarterbacks that ESPN put out? You know, they do position by position this time of year.
I did see that Jaden was number 5. Beyond that, I have no idea, but I saw Jaden was number 5.
Yeah, so it was Mahomes, Allen, Burrow 3, Jackson 4, And then Jaden was five. There were some pretty good quotes about Jaden at five. This was a coordinator that prepared for Daniels last year, so the assumption would be a defensive coordinator. Single-handedly took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, a dinosaur at tight end, and an average at best offensive line. The kid can read coverages, throw with accuracy, and touch to all levels of the field. Just as dangerous as Lamar and Josh Allen with his legs, and has a clutch factor to him because his team already believes that if he has the ball with a chance to win, he's going to find a way. If he repeats anything close to his rookie year, he's no lower than number three on this list next year. Behind him was Stafford at six, Herbert at seven, Goff at eight, Hurts at nine, and Mayfield at 10. So are you okay with him being at five?
Yeah, I mean, that's been where I've stated it, you know, acknowledging some potential bias based on the fact that he's the guy that I see the most. But, you know, I think the top four, you choose your order, but there's a gap after that. And then, yeah, everybody else. I mean, like Stafford, look, obviously Matthew Stafford's career speaks for itself. And as a pure passer, you know, he's probably still ahead of Jaden. But, you know, he's also on the clear back end of his career. You know, injuries are worried for everybody, but with him in particular, it's been a problem. So, yeah, if that's your telling me who was like the sixth guy, then yeah, I can understand where Jaden is five. And as we've discussed about the idea of being over our skis on his potential or his upside, you know, for this year or whatever, it's just hard to see what's going to be the issue that causes him to, you know, stagnate or take a step back. I'm not saying that he's going to immediately, you know, go from what he just did this year to being MVP of the league, although maybe. But, you know, it's hard to see what does he do wrong? What's the issue that could cause him to go backwards, as we see often with young quarterbacks? And that, you know, doesn't mean they can't, you know, still have a great career. But, I mean, you know, after what he did, you'd think, okay, he's going to take a little bit of a step back. I don't know what that's going to look like if it is. So I think to me, five makes a lot of sense, even if it is from the outside. I can see people going, okay, hold on. He's better than Jalen Hurts. He's better than, you know, I mentioned Stafford or some of the other guys who've been around. But yeah, I mean, I think ranking him five right now makes sense to me.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. I think the most controversy in terms of the discussion in the aftermath of this list is Jackson at four, with Burrow and Allen both ahead of him. Mahomes one, Allen two, Burrow three. I honestly don't have a problem with that, and I love Lamar, but that's kind of the order. I think top five is – I think the top seven is kind of exactly the way I'd have it. What do you make of Jackson at four?
Yeah, I mean, I understand if people are going to react a certain way. He's, you know, won MVPs and all that, but and his, you know, his mobility and running, and I guess the same with Jaden, makes his floor, you know, very, very high. But as a, you know, pure passer in the pocket, I just don't think, you know, I think Joe Burrow is just off the charts. You know, the Bengals have been inconsistent since they went to the Super Bowl with him a couple of years ago. I would take Mahomes if you said me, you know, who would you take? But man, I'd be really tempted to take Joe Burrow. I just think he's incredible. And all things being equal, I would rather have him out there than, you know, again, pretty much anybody other than maybe Mahomes or Allen. So, you know, I don't view it as a knock to Lamar. I think they're all the top four guys, they're all great. Put in whatever order you want, and I'm not going to scream and yell. But yeah, I would have Burrow over Lamar myself.
Yeah, I would too, and I love Lamar. And for me, it's just a matter of Allen and Burrow. They don't have Super Bowls either. Burrow's been to the one and lost, obviously, in a very tight game against the Rams in the Super Bowl and Stafford. But they have both been lights out in the postseason in terms of their play, and Lamar hasn't. And Lamar's admitted that he gets tight in playoff games. And I think that's, for me right now, if Lamar goes on a run here, Lamar is right there with them. Like if I never saw a playoff game, the eye test would tell me, God, they're so close. These guys are so close. But Lamar's breathtaking. He is one of the scariest players to try to defend against. I mean, I said earlier, I think he and Tariq Hill are probably the two scariest players to try to defend against. Jaden, by the way, is on that list, and so is Josh Allen, by the way. But for me, I think I go with Allen two, and Burrow three, and then Jackson. And I think Daniels, if you told me you can swap Daniels with Burrow or Jackson, I don't think I would do it right now, because those two have shown that they get injured. Jaden hasn't shown that yet, knock on wood. Yeah. All right. Zach Ertz, in an interview with Forbes, said about the organization and re-signing. He said, "It's a no-brainer. Honestly, the season we had, the enjoyment of the process that I was able to experience last year in D.C. with Coach Quinn, with Adam Peters, was a no-brainer. At this point in my career, I'm not just playing to play the game. I'm playing the game to be a part of an organization that is competing at a high level, is loving the process, and doing everything they can to put their players in positions to be successful. The reality of the situation is that's not every team in the NFL," close quote. And I, you know, this is just a stunning turnaround. Obviously, it had to start with Dan selling the team. We understand that. But for somebody not even 2 years since the sale of the team to say that playing the game to be a part of an organization that is competing at a high level, and the reality of the situation is that's not every team in the NFL. And he's talking about this team as the first part of that description and not this team as the second part of it, is an incredible turnaround. But I'm wondering, like I asked with Jaden Daniels, and the answer for me was no on Daniels, have we gotten ahead of our skis as far as the organization goes? Because he's not the only one that's lauded, that's complimented, that's turned Washington into this place where now everybody wants to come to. So what do you say to that? Have we crowned the organization too quickly?
I mean, probably yes, even though we've all witnessed, you know, the remarkable things have turned around. And obviously, you know, the ownership change is major responsibility for that to have occurred. I mean, look, last year you give Peters and Quinn and to whatever degree Josh Harris, you know, all the credit in the world for putting the organization in such good standing that, you know, they were the group that, you know, when breaks went their way, they were ready to take advantage of it, which you wouldn't think would have been plausible in essentially the first real year of this new era. And yet that is what happened. But, you know, on the other hand, like, I mean, there's little to suggest that there would have been chaos if they were closer to 500. But as we know from a purely record standpoint, you know, they easily could have been much closer to 500 considering how many games came down to the very end and, you know, just other breaks that went their way. But hey, when you're winning, everybody likes what you're doing. And then again, the fact that they do seem to be doing so many of the right things with the types of players they're largely looking to put into the organization, how the ownership group is, you know, trying to spend to make their game day lives, their practice lives a lot easier. So I think all these things go hand in hand. But yeah, I mean, it is Jaden, you know, can he play? Is he going to play worse than last year? I don't really know how I see that. We'll see what the organization is, right? I mean, you've got the Terry McLaurin thing happening right now, and right. You never know what happens if you start the year 1-4. I'm not saying that's the case, but if you start off rough or you have those rough patches, you know, then what? But you know, so far so good. I just might be, you know, the organization covers so many aspects. You know, maybe we have to give that one a little more time.
Look, I think there's a way to answer it for me. With Jaden, we were talking about, you know, have we crowned him as truly one of the top tier quarterbacks in the league too quickly? I don't think we have been doing that. Like you said before, it's like I just don't even know where we would say next year, oh my God, thank God he improved in that area. There just isn't any area in which he wasn't high, high level. I think when it comes to the organization, for those, and there are some of you out there saying, you know, the let Adam Peters cook, let DQ cook crowd, where everything they do, you're convinced before you even see it on the field that it's 100% chess over checkers. I think that if we're talking about like Washington's become like Jaden has an elite level organization, I would say no to that because I know the organizations right now that are just proven for a longer period of time. One of them's in the division, the Eagles, the Chiefs are one of those. Certainly the Ravens are one of those organizations. You could probably put the Rams into that conversation. The 49ers could be put into that conversation. You know, it's not crazy to say the Packers and the way they've operated is really high level. I think this organization, you know, led by, you know, Adam Peters for sure, you know, on the football side with Lance Newmark and Brandon, you know, Sosna, and, you know, on the other side of the building with Mark Klaus now. I think I need to see it a little bit longer. I think they got the most important thing right. You know, and they had that opportunity because the organization was so bad and the team was so bad the year before. And I think they would have taken Jaden Daniels number one. I really do, had they had the number one pick. I'm convinced, you know, talking to people over the last year, that R&D, analytics, everybody was on board with Jaden Daniels. And when Adam Peters said he was our number one, that he was not fibbing. So they got that right. But without that opportunity, it'd be a far different conversation. We might be saying they're better people, they're doing things smarter than they were, but that's a low bar to clear what they had before. Jaden's made us feel this way about the organization more than anything else, in my opinion. Now, they got it right on him, but it's a million times better than it was. We all understand that. And I think the head coach is top half of the league, maybe closer to 10 than 16. You know, when Adam Peters, I found a list. Adam Peters was ranked 11th on the GM list. It's pretty good after one season. Pretty damn good. But guys like, here were the guys been in front of him. Howie Roseman, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Sean McVay, Les Snead, Eric DaCosta, Gutekunst, Brad Holmes, Shanahan Lynch, McDermott, Brandon Bean, John Schneider, Jason Licht in Tampa. So anyway, that's the way I would view it. Like, if we're saying that they've become a good organization, that's not ahead of our skis. That's not crowning it. If we're saying elite level organization, too early.
Yeah, no, I'll agree. I mean, look, obviously this season, right, it's the follow-up year. If they go 7-10, I mean, I don't think anybody can sit here and say that that's impossible. You know, again, a lot of things went their way, health, whatever. But it's a tougher schedule this year, as we know. So you'd be like, okay, well, that's not an inconceivable timeline. Maybe it's not the most likely, but it's not inconceivable. And if that's the kind of season that they have based on record, sure, there will be questions, you know, about whatever it is. You know, why did Adam Peters make the moves for, you know, the Lattimore, Tunsil, and Debo trio, or did Dan Quinn, you know, not have as good of a hold in the locker room because, you know, X, Y, and Z happened, too many penalties, or somebody mouthed off. I mean, a myriad of things could happen that could undermine the situation. It's a really, again, there's so much to like, and that's, like you said, it's all pretty positive at this point, but, you know, still not enough time has happened. And again, this is the same answer I would give to saying, is the second year quarterback already a top five quarterback? Probably like, well, probably not. But that's the thing with what he did last year. It was that extraordinary that I really don't have an issue with it after 1 year. But for the organization, yeah, I think, you know, you got to give the other teams credit for what they've done, and let's see Washington, you know, be consistent enough to be part of that group.
I did find Warren Sharp put together the rankings of the coaches, and Quinn was 13th on the list. Behind, in order, 1, Andy Reid, 2, John Harbaugh, a tie for third between Campbell, McVay and Sirianni. I'm sorry, I cannot have Sirianni that high. Shanahan was then sixth after the tie for third. O'Connell seventh, LaFleur eighth, McDermott ninth, tied with Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh. Then Peyton 11th, Tomlin 12th, and Quinn 13th, one ahead of Bowles. I think Quinn is clearly a top half of the league head coach, and I'd probably have him closer to 10 than 16 on the list. They've got him at 13, or Warren Sharp did. Seems right. All right. What else? Anything on Terry?
No, but I think this is, again, with training camp.
Yeah.
Next week, and I don't know everybody's exact itinerary in terms of their vacations, but you know, you would think that people are going to be back this week and not just getting back the day before it starts, the way a lot of us would for work. So, for a regular job. So I imagine that things could get, ramped up a bit this week. What that means, we'll have to wait and see, but I don't think it's inconceivable, but that by the time you and I talk again, if we're talking on Friday, that maybe there's at least something in the air about what's going on, but I'm not, until we get to the point where it's really crossed the deadline of like the start of camp, I'm going to remain confident that something gets done. But yeah, this is the week where maybe we start to hear something.
All right. Did you win money or lose money in Vegas?
Honestly, I really didn't play much in terms of blackjack. I was there with some friends. It wasn't exactly that type of trip. And there's a lot of other stuff going on, but, I lost money in terms of overspending, but not so much from the table this time.
All right. Well, hopefully you got out of that champagne lounge before they took it for too much. I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it. Ben Standing, everybody. All right. Phone lines 301-230-0980. Have we gotten ahead of ourselves as far as the way we're describing the organization? Zach Ertz describing it in very high levels. So have others and in recent weeks. Have we crowned the organization too quickly? You heard my answer. I want to hear yours at 301-230-0980. Before we get to that, I do want to tell you that if you've got any issues with your HVAC, call Foley Mechanical. We had some issues with our HVAC system, and Foley Mechanical was the first call we made. And Dan Foley himself came out and worked, by the way, directly with my wife. That's not always the easiest thing to do, but she knows what she's talking about, and so does Foley Mechanical. She was super impressed. And by the way, Dan Foley, who runs Foley Mechanical, this isn't a corporate chain. This is a business he owns top to bottom. He's involved. His crew is outstanding. They are the experts, especially with older homes with radiator heat, which is rare these days. Foley Mechanical. They cover D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. They proudly install Amana HVAC systems. Trust me, they know what they're doing. If you have any issues with HVAC, call Foley Mechanical.
All right, here's what's happening on July 14th. The 49ers receiver Juwan Jennings is demanding a new contract with the team. Otherwise, he has requested a trade. Jennings is coming off a career year totaling 77 receptions for 975 yards. And he is due to make $7.5 million this year. 1 year removed from the Brandon Ayuk drama, the Niners have found themselves back at the negotiating table. And Wimbledon happened over the weekend. Jannik Sinner foils Alcaraz's three-peat attempt and wins Wimbledon for the first time in his career. And on the women's side, Iga Swiatek wins the women's bracket over Amanda Anisimova and set into a straight set thrashing. Yet last night, the Nats draft Eli Willett's number one overall in the MLB draft. Some other notable picks, Cade Anderson went number 3 to the Seattle Mariners, and Ethan Holliday number 4 to the Colorado Rockies. Last night, the Wizards picked up a win in the Summer League, 102-96 over the Brooklyn Nets. Alex Saar had one hell of a game with 8 total blocks, and Drew Timmy took over for the Nets, totaling over 30 points. And tonight, the Home Run Derby, Ronald Acuña is out due to an injury. Matt Olson will be his replacement. James Wood looks to become the first Washington National to win the Derby since Juan Soto did it in 2022. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.